Welcome back to Gillette Stadium. Mark Bertrand alongside Chris Gasper getting ready for a Week 3 matchup between the Patriots and the Saints. And joining us now in the broadcast booth from 98.5thesportshub.com, Matt Dolloff is with us. Matt, what's up?
What's up, guys? I feel like I'm talking to a judge right now. I'm going to call you guys Your Honor for the rest of the
session. That's true.
Yeah, this is the bench right here.
We are in the second row of the booth.
Yes, we're elevated slightly.
And Matt is in the front row, so he's turned around looking at us, and it does feel like he has approached the bench.
Yeah, let's get this hearing out of the way here.
Like we need to go for a sidebar or something now. Your Honor, may I approach the bench?
Sustained.
let's talk about something I know you wrote about at 98.5thesportshub.com, and that is the Patriots' run defense becomes a big factor in this game. And as Chris was talking about earlier, if they focus on shutting down Kamara, they might be baiting Jameis Winston into some throws in this game.
Yeah, I think stopping the run is huge for both teams, and especially because the Saints have such a great run defense. They do such a good job up front. And, you know, guys like Christian Ringo, Malcolm Roach, Shy Tuttle, great names, but they're not household names. But they do a really good job. They held Christian McCaffrey to 3 yards per carry last week. And I think if the Patriots can slow down Alvin Kamara, and even slow him down if he catches a pass and gets the ball out in space, then, yeah, you're going to force the Saints into third and long and maybe bait Jameis Winston into a bad interception down the field by pressuring him. And I think, really, for both teams, who can force the other guy into third and long and maybe force those long throws down the field and maybe pick him off?
I want to ask you about the Saints' front in terms of their ability to maybe get after the passer with just four. Obviously, Marcus Davenport's on IR for them. They still have Cam Jordan. Do they still have the ability, in your mind, Matt, to be able to rush four and get pressure on Mac Jones? Because we haven't really seen a lot of that. Both Miami and the Jets, to me, are sort of deficient pass rush teams that need to bring extra guys to get pressure. Does New Orleans need to do that, or can their front four get home?
Yeah, I don't know about getting there with just four. I think Davenport's a huge loss for them.
Yeah.
When that came out that he was on IR, I was like, okay, that made the game a lot easier. Cameron Jordan's still pretty good. I don't know if he's the same player that he was in his heyday. But, you know, I think if they can take care of him, which I think is a tall task, when you consider how they're playing at tackle right now, they might have to send guys like Demario Davis on a blitz or something like that. And I think we saw Mac Jones handle that pretty well in week one. I think if you ask me which quarterback is going to handle that sort of pressure better, I think it's Mac Jones. I think Jameis Winston is more likely to throw the ball
up. What an indictment of Jameis Winston to be at this point in his career and still have those issues.
Really, though. But I don't know if you guys saw it last week.
Florida State typical.
That's true. Say, all our quarterbacks.
Yeah, Gasper.
Other than the one guy who should have gotten a chance was Charlie Ward. But Christian Ponder, super nice guy. Met him, by the way, at the Super Bowl, but wasn't very good. EJ Manuel, I'm not surprised. Most of our quarterbacks stink in the NFL.
Right. I don't know if you guys saw it last week. But
Chris Wanky.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
End of the first half.
Wanky. Is it Wanky?
What did I say?
You pronounce it Wanky. It's Winky.
I don't think there's a way you can pronounce that name that's not hilarious. But
either way.
But no, I don't know if you guys saw it last week. End of the first half, Saints-Panthers. Okay. Jameis Winston's under pressure on every single snap. And he did step up in the pocket and make one good throw, a 27-yard strike.
Well, he does all that footwork. You see those videos where he's always moving his feet, doing all the training things.
Decent footwork, I guess. But no, he was under pressure on every snap. And eventually, the pressure gets to him. He throws the ball as he's falling to his side. And it's into a wall of three Panthers defenders. Yeah. So, I mean, he does that against this secondary.
So
I think they're
going to
come down with the ball.
You're not playing for the Bucs anymore when they suck. You're playing for a real coach now.
Exactly.
You've got to try and actually be better than what you've been.
Yeah, I think with Jameis Winston, what they've been doing is protecting him from himself. And I think that's illustrated in the adjusted or intended air yard stat, which I'm not a huge analytics guy, but his intended air yards were number two or three in the league during his whole career at Tampa. This year, it's about 2 yards less, and he's about 12th or 13th, middle of the pack.
Okay.
So they're calling a lot of short plays, a lot of screens and things like that. So
yeah.
I think they're sort of protecting him from taking those deep shots down the field, which is why I think if you put pressure in his face, he'll just throw it up there.
What should we expect out of Taysom Hill in this game? You know, he's sort of one of these intriguing guys that a lot of people look at and say, oh, look at New Orleans. They're using two quarterbacks. They did it with Drew Brees. You hear less about him maybe at the start of this season, but what should we expect to see, or when should we expect to see him?
Speaking of protecting Jameis Winston from himself, they put Taysom Hill in there in the
red
zone.
That's what made me think of it when you said that.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, that's what Taysom Hill's there for.
Yeah, they put him in there in the red zone a couple times against the Packers anyway. And I think if Bill Belichick's having fun preparing for anyone in this game, it's Taysom Hill. And so I don't know. I think they'll be ready for Taysom Hill, but I don't know. Maybe he could break off a big run or something because, you know, they might still have trouble with the running quarterbacks, which they usually do historically. But, you know, I think they'll put him in there in the red zone. I guess we'll see if he can make a play.
Speaking of intended air yards, you know, something you wrote, Matt, on 98.5thesportshub.com was about, you know, Mac Jones. And it's been a big topic of conversation this week. Mac Jones may be trying to, as Beadle and I have sort of reframed it, we're not talking about 40-yard bombs, but some of the intermediate throws that we're used to seeing haven't been in the offense. And as you pointed out, his intended air yards per pass attempt through two games is 5.6. The only quarterbacks lower are Jimmy Garoppolo and Matt Ryan. When you look at that, is this a game where maybe that number goes up a little bit?
I think that there is a chance that the number goes up. Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if they came out throwing today, because we talked about that run defense. Maybe they show run and then spread it out and throw. And I don't know if Mac Jones is ready to run the offense as complex or as complicated as Tom Brady used to do it. But I feel like this is a game where you get that run defense out there and then spread it out and throw. And so maybe, I don't know, maybe it's similar to the game plan we saw in that Seahawks Super Bowl, where it's a lot of short passes, death by a thousand paper cuts, as you like to call it.
Yes.
And I don't know, I came out of that Jets game thinking they're really holding Mac Jones back here. But that isn't reflected in how they've all been talking about it.
Mac
Jones himself has said that I could take more shots down the field. Chris, I know you're a big actions speak louder than words guy.
I think
their actions have spoken louder than words in the red zone. Mac Jones hasn't thrown a pass past the goal line yet. And he's thrown a little bit, but it's short of the goal line. He wants to throw a screen. He wants to, you know, catch the ball before the goal line and run it in there. I think they're scared of having the kid throw it into traffic.
This is something else you also wrote about on 98.5thesportshub.com, sort of what's happened in the red zone. You said Jones has made 7 dropbacks in the red area compared to 10 running plays for the Patriots. He's yet to attempt a pass that travels beyond the goal line. Obviously, the touchdown pass in week 1 to Nelson Agholor. But you hit on something I 100% agree with in this story. Where are the tight ends?
Exactly, yeah.
In the red zone. This is where they should be difference makers.
Right, right. I don't think they need to be targeting the tight ends as much as people want them. They don't need to be throwing them to them every play. But I just think their best offense, their best group of weapons is with both of those tight ends on the field. And I think that's reflected in the way they moved the ball last week. The biggest yards per play were in 12 personnel with Hunter Henry and Johnny Smith, and that doesn't mean they were throwing to them all the time. I think they're running the ball better with those guys, and I think that's probably an opportunity where they could come out showing run, put those guys both in the line, and then spread the field out. So I hope to see a little more of that. But, yeah, I think it's just a matter of they don't want him throwing the ball too much when it's in tight there. Maybe they don't feel he's ready for that.
But you pointed out in this story, I mean, each of those tight ends, one red zone target so far.
Right.
I think it's 17 plays. I was talking about this earlier this week. 17 red zone plays. And of the 17, those guys have been targeted a total of 2 times.
That's crazy. Yeah. And look, if they can run the ball out of 11 personnel.
I think it may have been 17 dropbacks. Now I got to go back in my notes and find that again.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But if they can run the ball out of a 3-receiver set with James White and get the ball in the end zone, I mean, why take a shot in the end zone, I guess. But, you know, like, I just feel they could be better in the red zone. They're not efficient there down there. And I'm totally fine with how they've run the offense between the 20s.
Yeah.
It's just when you get down there, I mean, it's not like they're not trying to score touchdowns. So
yes.
I think eventually you're going to see more targets for Hunter Henry especially. And Johnny Smith's a good red zone target, too, historically. So I think we'll see more of that maybe today.
Quickly, before we let you go, Cam Jordan's comments this week on Bill Belichick. Does that even register anymore? He said this week, he was asked, Coach Belichick has been coaching the Patriots since you were in middle school. For a coach like that who's been around for so long and had so much success, what's the player's impression of a coach like that? And he said, quote, he's a top-tier coach that will clearly do anything to win. Take that how you want.
I know. If you watch the video, it's clear what he's implying.
Yeah, I mean, you know what he's implying.
You know, it registered based on the page views at 98.5thesportshub.com.
Oh, did it? I guess it still registers with the fans.
Thank you, Cam.
I just think we're at a point with those, like, shots that they don't even really, I don't know, they're not a big deal anymore.
Not as big a deal when you have Tom Brady ready to make him pay, you know?
Right. Yeah. Right. It's different when it's also, you know, a defensive player like Cam Jordan up front or you know, the Ryan Clarks of the world over the years,
who have
had
things
to say. Yeah, whoever it may be that Brady wants to go after or the Patriots want to go after. All right, Matt, appreciate your time. One of your colleagues at 98.5 The Sports of Alex Barth is in the back of the booth adjusting his binoculars today with a screwdriver.
He asked me to bring a screwdriver.
Some help.
He asked me to bring a screwdriver, and I was like, I'm in the parking lot. What do you want me to do?
He asked you to bring that? Where did you get the screwdriver? You just had one in your vehicle? Oh, my God. You got it from Dennis. All
right. Of course.
Of course, Dennis had one. All right, Matt, appreciate the time. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Matt.
All right, thanks, guys.